The meeting, which lasted over 6 hours, had an ambitious agenda to begin with. There was a budget to inspect, non-discrimination clauses to debate, and to cap it all off, a review of Superintendent Mary Wegner's performance. Tim Fulton is the Sitka School Board president.
We still need to give her some direction as to what we'd like to see her do professionally, personal growth, the contract part of it, whether we extend it for another year, whether we give her a raise.
Last year, Wegner received a 1.5% raise. But this year, in an unstable funding climate, with education dollars from the state and the city still in flux, she requested they not give her a raise. Here's Wegner.
You know, we're in these dire times right now, and it's all unknown. And so I really felt that it was only prudent of me to be fiscally responsible in my request.
In lieu of a raise, she asked for a change in contract language. Wegner would not tell KCAW what that language entailed, but said it had no financial bearing on the district. And speaking of finances, the school board has begun to navigate the nitty-gritty details for the FY16 operating budget. At their meeting last week, business manager Cassie Olin presented a revised draft, line by line. Just to warn you, some numbers are coming your way. Here's the good news. The school district has $23,739 more dollars than originally planned due to a higher student enrollment. In October, the enrollment total was 10 more students than originally budgeted for. Through the state's foundation formula, which basically pays districts per pupil, the Sitka School District will receive an additional $500,000 from the state. And here's the not-so-good news. On top of a $345,000 deficit for FY16, the district spent an additional $466,000 over its budget. As Olin explained, some of this is due to retirement and new hires, but most of this is because of anticipated rate increases for health insurance.
Our plan currently renews on April 1st, and therefore the current rates that we are at, we do not know, I do not know what April, May, and June will be, and that has to be paid off in this year's budget, so it's an estimate at this time. And that's estimated high based off of what Premier and our broker are currently estimating.
Now, when you balance all these figures, the district is now anticipating a net operating budget loss of $321,766. To make up for this, they plan to pull that money from the district's general fund. In the end, the revised budget passed unanimously, 5-0. The school board also began forecasting the enrollment number for next year. The whole budget is built around this figure, and you could say that the activity of estimating it has a particular Goldilocks quality to it. Too high, and the payments from the state, once they figure out that you have less students than you thought you did, are too small. Here's Wegner.
We don't want to have to be faced in August of having to let teachers go. And that's what happens if you budget too high. You don't want to budget too low that then you've cut when you don't need to. But always erring on the side of caution when it comes to setting the budget number, I think, is prudent.
With that in mind, Fulton led the charge.
The 1,300 is a good figure to start with. It's really just crystal ball stuff, gut feelings, use the force.
The board did settle on a final figure of 1,300 students with 38 intensive enrollment students. The board also approved of their legislative priorities for the year. It's a slimmer document than last year and was prepared by member Tom Conley. Their main request was to restore the $50 cut to the base student allocation made in the endgame negotiations of last year's session. In his notes, Conley reminded the state that 3 teaching positions in Sitka had to be cut as a result. Conley also called attention to the requests that were shelved, among them $1.5 million to get the district curriculum aligned with new state standards in math and language arts.
So we're considerably more frugal in terms of what was requested from the state.
The only capital request was $609,000 for a new roof and siding for the covered play area at Kiku Shaheen Elementary School, as well as improvements to playground equipment. And as a footnote, Conley wrote, quote, "Your children will tell you it would be awesome," he wrote that in all caps, "if you finish the second session in fewer than 90 days. The April 19th end date, Conley pointed out, gives local school boards little time to configure their budgets, which are, quote, closely tied with the state's bottom line. In old business, the board was divided on whether to introduce new language to the district's non-discrimination and harassment policies, prohibiting either on the basis of gender identity and sexual orientation. Board member Cass Pook questioned the addition, preferring that the board wait until the Association of Alaska School Board updates its language around gender and sexual orientation, expected to come out soon.
If it's not required, we don't want to make ourselves more liable by wording. Trust that AASB is working on this and they're going to do their job and we should wait. I haven't, unless I don't see what's going on with some of the students, but I don't really see that our community is not embracing sexual orientation or gender identity. So I'm not sure why we're having this discussion.
Fulton commented that if Sitka is indeed a tolerant place, the board should adopt policies that reflect that. Board member Eric Van Sice felt it could protect students should an incident arise.
I think our community is very sensitive to these things, but that doesn't mean that somebody might not arrive tomorrow or something like that that doesn't feel that same way.
In the end, the expanded non-discrimination language was approved on first reading by a vote of 4-1, with Cass Pook voting against. Before wrapping up the public part of the meeting, the board also extended the timeline of the Activities Committee through the end of the school year, giving them more time to figure out how to make student sports and activities more affordable. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Emily Kwong.